Luke Westpulley back here on Fred Nats on Deck, getting set for game three of the Fred Nats and the Hill City Howlers. And glad to be joined by Nick Peoples. Nick, red hot start to the season for you after getting a night off on opening day. Just what have the last few games been like as you've had a lot of success to start the year?
I mean, just a lot of fun. Really just kind of honing in on my approach and just doing what I could do to help the team win.
Now, third year Fred Nat, you're a high school draft pick, so obviously coming in at a pretty young age. There's a lot of things to learn, both on the field, but especially off the field, about professional baseball and just how to carry yourself and a lot of the unwritten rules, so to speak. So as you kind of move now into another year of pro ball, what do you think is different about your approach on and off the field and kind of how you've carried yourself compared to when you came in as a rookie?
Let's see, like off the field, I would say kind of just keeping, I mean, they kind of go hand in hand, but keeping what happens on the field, you know, like whether I go 4-for-4 for a game or 0-for-4, like it stays at the field and go home, you know, and do whatever I need to do there and just be ready to turn the page on a good day or a bad day and show up and do my work again.
You're on a team with a lot of versatility right now, but talking about you specifically, you switch hit. You're one of a couple guys that can switch hit on this team. So where did that come from? How'd you learn how to switch hit, and how long have you been doing that?
I started probably, I was like 12 years old. One of my coaches, they just brought it up to me. Hey, like, I'm a natural right-handed hitter. He just, hey, do you want to hit lefty? You know, kind of the kids I was playing against at the time, I was doing some damage to him, so it was just something that was brought up, and I'm glad I did it.
It cracked the 100 game mark in a season last year. I think the final number was 105 for you. Just what was that like, kind of managing the load of being an everyday guy and managing the fatigue that you get, obviously, that builds up over the course of the season to break 100 games?
That's honestly, that's the first time I'm hearing that. I didn't know I played that many games. But it's just a blessing to be able to play, you know. So whatever I need to do to get ready, like, it's not guaranteed that I'm able to play just this game of baseball, you know. So just taking every day and doing the work and being excited to play every day.
Having been in Fredericksburg for a little while now, just any spots, any go-tos? You got an off day at home. Where are you going?
I'm more of a stay inside and chill guy, but you know, little cookout doesn't hurt. But I just like to kind of take the days off and do a whole lot of nothing, you know.
From a high school in California that's produced some big league talent. A lot of that though came before you were born. You were the first guy drafted directly out of your high school since 1994. So any connections there between you and some of the former big leaguers at Northview, and what was the program like while you were there?
No, not really. I didn't really have connection with those that came, you know, before me. But the talent level that was there while I was there, we were really competitive, and we have some guys that are doing stuff in pro ball now, and it's good to see that.
So as you kind of make your way through first full series, but swinging the bat well, I know that you're trying to keep an even temperament like we've talked about, but what's sort of your approach as you try to continue this hot streak as far as you can?
Keep it simple, you know, see ball, hit ball, get the pitches that I know I could do damage with, and you know, put a good swing on it, keep it simple, and just let everything happen how it's supposed to.
Nick, thanks, man.
Thank you.